Esta es la lección 23 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1.
Listen to this conversation. Mr. Martinez is speaking with Mrs. Johnson.
How many children do you have, Mr. Martinez?
Two. My wife and I have two children, a little girl and a little boy.
Are they here in the United States with you?
Yes, they are. And tomorrow we're going to Long Island. How many miles is it to Long Island?
60 miles. It's 60 miles to Long Island.
Listen again.
How many children do you have, Mr. Martinez?
Two. My wife and I have two children, a little girl and a little boy.
Are they here in the United States with you?
Yes, they are. And tomorrow we're going to Long Island. How many miles is it to Long Island?
60 miles. It's 60 miles to Long Island.
Say in English.
Coche.
Car.
Nuestro coche.
Our car. Our car.
Say,
en nuestra familia.
In our family. Our family.
Ask,
¿cuántas personas hay?
How many people are there?
Ask,
¿en su familia?
In your family.
Ask,
¿cuántas personas hay en su familia?
How many people are there in your family?
Answer.
5 personas.
5 people.
Hay 5 personas en nuestra familia.
There are 5 people in our family.
Tenemos 3 hijos.
We have 3 children.
Un niño y 2 niñas.
One boy and 2 girls. A boy and 2 girls.
Try to say,
las niñas están aquí en los Estados Unidos.
The girls are here in the United States.
Con nosotros.
With us. The girls are here in the United States with us.
Nuestro niño pequeño está en México.
Our little boy is in Mexico.
Ask.
¿De verdad?
Really?
Say.
Nuestra familia es grande.
Our family is big. Our family is big.
Try to say,
tenemos una familia grande.
We have a big family. A big family. We have a big family.
Say this again.
Dígalo otra vez.
Say this again.
We have a big family.
Now try to say,
nosotros no tenemos una familia grande.
We don't have a big family. We don't have. We don't have a big family.
Say,
hay 3 personas en nuestra familia.
There are three people in our family.
Tenemos una familia pequeña.
Listen and repeat.
We have a small family. Small. Small. A small family. We have a small family.
Las palabras
small
y
little
significan pequeño, pero se emplean en contextos diversos. Con familia y coche se emplea a menudo la palabra
small.
Diga otra vez que ustedes tienen una familia pequeña.
We have a small family.
Try to say,
y tenemos un coche pequeño.
And we have a small car. A small car.
Ask where the bathroom is.
Where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom, please?
How do you say?
¿Cómo se dice?
How do you say?
Queda allá.
It's over there.
In English, how do you say?
En inglés, ¿cómo se dice?
In English, how do you say?
Gasolina.
Gas. Gas.
Now say?
10 gallons, por favor.
10 gallons, please.
Es suficiente.
It's enough.
Para 40 millas.
For 40 miles. It's enough for 40 miles.
Ask me if that's enough. If.
Sí.
Ask me if that's enough.
Is that enough?
Espere.
Wait. Wait.
Me gustarían 30 galones.
I'd like 30 gallons.
Say,
$20 de gasolina, por favor.
$20 worth of gas, please.
Say,
mi coche es demasiado grande.
My car is too big.
Ask me if I have a big car.
Do you have a big car?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, I do.
Quiero un coche pequeño.
I want a small car. A small car.
Quiero un coche más chico.
Listen and repeat.
I want a smaller car. Smaller. Smaller. A smaller car.
Say,
quiero un coche más chico.
I want a smaller car.
¿Se acuerda de cómo se dice más caro?
More expensive. More expensive.
Para hacer una comparación en inglés con palabras largas, tales como
expensive,
se emplea
more. More expensive.
Con palabras más cortas, tales como
small,
se debe añadir el sonido
er
al final de la palabra.
Smaller.
Dígame otra vez que usted quiere un coche más chico.
I want a smaller car.
Now ask,
¿tiene usted suficiente gasolina?
Do you have enough gas? Enough gas.
Por favor, deme $16 de gasolina.
Please give me $16 worth of gas.
Espere.
Wait.
Deme $15 de gasolina.
Give me $15 worth of gas. $15.
Ahora, pregúntele a la señorita a dónde va ella.
Where are you going, miss?
Say,
voy a Long Island.
I'm going to Long Island.
Say,
voy a Long Island mañana.
I'm going to Long Island tomorrow.
Ask,
¿cuántas millas?
How many miles?
¿Cuántas millas son de aquí a Long Island?
How many miles is it to Long Island? How many miles is it?
Queda lejos.
Listen and repeat.
It's far. 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 It's far.
How do you say?
¿Cómo se dice?
How do you say?
Queda lejos.
It's far. Long Island is far.
How do you say?
Queda lejos, Long Island.
Long Island is far.
Ask me if Long Island is far.
Is Long Island far?
Say,
yo no sé.
I don't know.
70 millas. Trate de adivinar cómo se dice el número 70.
70. 70.
How do you say?
70 millas.
70 miles.
17 millas.
17 miles.
How does she say?
¿Cómo dice ella?
How does she say?
73.
73.
Say
75.
75.
Say
no, 71.
No, 71. It's 71 miles.
Say,
espere.
Wait.
Say,
usted habla demasiado rápido.
You speak too fast.
Say,
74.
74.
And now say,
64.
64.
Queda lejos.
It's far.
How does she say?
Queda lejos, Long Island.
Long Island is far. It's far.
Ask.
¿Tiene usted suficiente gasolina?
Do you have enough gas?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, I do.
Diga que usted tiene un coche pequeño.
I have a small car.
Try to say,
quiero un coche más grande.
I want a bigger car. A bigger car.
Quiero un coche más caro.
I want a more expensive car.
Ahora, ella quiere preguntar, ¿cuál es el camino a Long Island?
Listen.
Which is the road to Long Island? Which is the road to Long Island?
Primero, la palabra camino.
Listen and repeat.
Road. Road. The road.
En inglés, hay diversas palabras para carretera y camino.
Road.
Es la expresión empleada más a menudo para pedir indicaciones. Diga otra vez, el camino.
The road.
Try to say,
el camino a Long Island.
The road to Long Island. The road to Long Island.
¿Cuál es el camino a Long Island?
Listen and repeat.
Which is the road to Long Island? Which? Which? Which is? Which is the road to Long Island?
Ask again.
¿Cuál es el camino a Long Island?
Which is the road to Long Island?
Try to say,
Long Island queda lejos.
Long Island? It's far. It's far.
Ask.
¿Cuántas millas?
How many miles? How many miles is it to Long Island?
Answer.
75.
75. It's 75 miles.
Ask.
¿Cuál es el camino a Long Island?
Which is the road to Long Island?
Queda todo derecho.
Listen and repeat.
It's straight ahead. Head. Head. Ahead. Ahead. Straight. Straight. Straight ahead.
Say.
Todo derecho.
Straight ahead. It's straight ahead.
Say,
espere.
Wait.
Try to say,
Ese no es el camino a Long Island.
That's not the road to Long Island. That's not the road to Long Island.
El camino a Long Island.
The road to Long Island
queda allá.
Is over there. The road to Long Island is over there.
Ask.
Todo derecho.
Straight ahead.
Say.
Sí, todo derecho.
Yes, straight ahead.
Ask him how much gas he wants. Ask him how much gas he wants.
How much gas do you want? How much gas do you want?
Say,
Por favor, deme $16 de gasolina.
Please give me $16 worth of gas.
Say,
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am.
¿Cómo le contesta a ella?
You're welcome.
How do you say in English?
Espere.
Wait.
Ask.
¿Queda lejos Long Island?
Is Long Island far?
Answer.
No, no queda lejos.
No, it's not far. Long Island isn't far.
How do you say
78 millas?
78 miles. It's 78 miles to Long Island.
¿Es este el camino a Long Island?
Listen and repeat.
Is this the road to Long Island? This. This. Is this? Is this the road to Long Island?
How do you ask?
¿Es este el camino a Long Island?
Is this the road to Long Island? Is this? Is this the road to Long Island?
Say,
No, no es el camino a Long Island.
No, it's not the road to Long Island.
Ask.
¿Cuál es el camino a Long Island?
Which is the road to Long Island?
Answer.
El camino a Long Island.
The road to Long Island.
Queda todo derecho.
Is straight ahead.
Ask.
¿Tiene usted suficiente gasolina?
Do you have enough gas?
How do you say?
Tengo mucha gasolina.
I have a lot of gas. A lot of gas.
Diga que usted tiene un coche pequeño.
I have a small car.
Me gustaría un coche más grande.
I'd like a bigger car. A bigger car.
Say,
pero no queda lejos Long Island.
But Long Island isn't far.
Ahora, suponga que usted está manejando Long Island con su familia. Usted para en una gasolinera para pedir indicaciones. Conteste a la pregunta del encargado diciéndole que quiere $15 de gasolina.
Good morning, ma'am. How much gas do you want?
$15 worth of gas.
Ask,
¿cuál es el camino a Long Island?
Which is the road to Long Island?
Ahora, pregúntele si este es el camino a Long Island.
Is this the road to Long Island?
Yes, it is. Long Island is straight ahead.
Pregúntele cuántas millas son de aquí a Long Island.
How many miles is it to Long Island?
It's not too far, 60 or 70 miles.
Dele las gracias.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Ahora, él nota a los hijos en el coche y dice, usted tiene una familia grande. Dígalo.
You have a big family.
Say.
Sí, hay 7 personas en nuestra familia.
Yes, there are 7 people in our family.
Ahora, despídase de él.
Goodbye, sir.
En esta lección de inglés norteamericano 1, se incluyen ejercicios de lectura. Si usted va a hacer los ejercicios ahora, tome su cuaderno de lectura y ábralo en la página que muestra la palabra para la lección 23. Ahora, lea la palabra número 1. La letra L no se pronuncia.
Walk.
Intente el número 2.
We walk each day.
3.
We wander and wonder. We wander and wonder.
4.
Wash your face.
La palabra número 5, la letra A, seguida de 2 L, suena con frecuencia casi como A después de una W. Lea la palabra número 5.
All. All.
Lea el número 6.
Tall.
7.
That man is tall.
8.
His wife is small.
9.
Do you like walnuts?
Intente el número 10.
Did you see the wall in China?
Este es el final de la lección 23.
Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.